your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
That's right, it's time for Spaced Out. Big thank you to Rachel Ashby for letting me borrow this bed music. We've got the one and only Josh Aldaki on the line. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
So good, Eho, so good. Summer's feeling like summer, you know? It's beautiful out here.
Although I will say, it was a bit chilly this morning. I was a bit nervous about that.
Yeah, everyone at work was wearing like a little light jacket and there was some sad vibes, but we picked it up. It's sunny now.
Still some sun, though. Sunny now, yeah.
Still some sun. And we got a doozy for Spaced Out today. I was having a little scroll through some very cool stories. This first one is interesting considering the political climate. NASA announces major changes to future Artemis missions. They're upping them.
Yeah. This is pretty big news in spaceflight. But the Artemis program, and obviously we're all waiting for Artemis 2 to launch to send people around the moon probably in April. Last week NASA, they had a meeting an announcement really, and no one really knew what it was for. And they've basically come out and said that they're kind of completely changing the upcoming Artemis mission. So after Artemis 2, it was meant to be Artemis 3, which they plan to land people on the moon in 2028. They've basically added an extra mission to increase the cadence, and they've said actually we're going to do another mission, which is now going to also be called Artemis 3, next year, and that's going to be in orbit rendezvous, which is basically when they're going to launch a bunch of crew into Earth orbit. They're going to rendezvous with a lunar lander, which they're still building. And then the lunar landing mission, which is what we know as Artemis 3, is now going to be Artemis 4. And they potentially want to do two landing missions in 2028, which is pretty hectic. And I don't know how they're going to do it with their current budget.
Yeah, when I read the story, I was like, this is incredible considering they just got their funding cut. But, you know, needs must.
Yeah. I mean, also, you got to remember that, like, these particular rockets, they're some of the most expensive rockets in the world. So, you know, NASA coming out and saying, oh, we're actually going to add two extra Artemis missions. I don't know where that funding's coming from, and I don't know how that's going to be, how they're going to do it, essentially. But, I mean, yeah, the new head of NASA, he seems to be very close to the current administration, the Trump administration. So, you know, he might give them more money. I have no idea. But it's a very, very ambitious change to the mission.
Mm. Yeah, reading this press release that you sent through has got such, how do I phrase this? Such official language. You can tell they're really trying to promote what they do here.
Yeah, it's very like Americanized language is what I like to call it.
The national objective of returning American astronauts to the moon and establishing an enduring presence.
Oh, God, it's so patriotic. It's like a script from a movie or something.
So patriotic. Well, speaking about patriotic, this next story has me a little bit patriotic because we're going to be able to see the eclipse, which is quite cool.
Yeah, tonight is the night. So we've got a total lunar eclipse, which is happening tonight. So just before 10 o'clock it starts. You're not really going to notice anything, lunar eclipses, lots of people have seen them, often known as a blood moon. That's when the moon's going to turn red. But it's basically the best time for us is going to be from midnight until 1 in the morning, with the peak of the eclipse being at about 12:30. The forecast is looking great. I mean, I'm just looking out my window right now. It's completely blue, clear skies. And I think most of the country should get a really good view, hopefully.
It's pretty epic. You guys have a great graphic on Te Whatu Stardome's Facebook page. I recommend everyone goes and chucks you guys a follow. I love the top comment is, excuse my confusion, but is this starting tonight or tomorrow night? I'm too old to wait up two nights for the moon.
Oh, yeah. And also like a bunch of Americans saying, what time is this happening in America?
You're like, don't worry about it. Such a pleasure to speak to you as always, Josh. Thank you so much for bringing the space to our airwaves. You're a legend.
No worries. And sending everyone good vibes for the blood moon tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ka kite.
All right. Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.